We have quite an update for you on this story, and it really looks at elder care and how we are missing the mark in a lot of ways. So do you remember earlier this month I told you a nursing home in Windsor Locks is shutting down soon after the death of a 93-year-old resident? The state has ordered the closure of Bickford Health Care Center in Windsor Locks and is requiring patients to be transferred to other facilities by April 10th. And so we had had this conversation at the time with State Senator Jeff Gordon, who is a very active member of the Public Health Committee. He also was a doctor himself. And today I want to talk about a huge update, which again goes back to elder care and even beyond that, just the checks and balances or the lack of them. We now know the nursing supervisor on duty the night that that woman was found unconscious in the freezing cold outside of her nursing home, that nursing supervisor on duty has multiple sexual assault charges against him. And other very daunting information about this person. And I want to know, how in the world did this person slip through the cracks? And now this family of this 93-year-old has to still say goodbye to a loved one, deal with it. The many families who rely on our nursing home facilities are hoping that this is not the reality for them. So joining us back on the show to talk about this is State Senator Paul Ciccarella, who is the leading Republican on the legislature's general law and public safety and security committees. He is somebody I talk to whenever we talk about really public safety, certainly. But Senator Ciccarella, thank you so much for joining us. What a horrific update.
Thank you for having me, Melissa. And yes, it's alarming what we're seeing. The story that broke, first of all, was horrific, you know, that someone lost their life that way and alone. But what we just found out, that the individual that was responsible for this nursing home had several criminal records. And it wasn't speeding tickets and a larceny. I mean, these were very serious felonies. And this person was still able to get this job with a very vulnerable population. And we really have to get to the bottom of how this happened and why this happened. And what are we going to do to make sure it never happens again?
So according to reports, this person has multiple sexual assault charges against him dating back to 2020. How this person has not been convicted on any of those charges is beyond me. But again, to your point, Senator Ciccarella, how in the world did this person get hired? Now, I mean, we have to obviously talk about some of the obvious things that we are facing. We have a real shortage of workers, specifically in healthcare, but even more importantly, I think, in nursing home care. I mean, these are really, really important roles, but they have been undervalued, underpaid, for a very long time. And we don't, I think, address that well enough. But does that mean we cut corners on the quality of workers? Do you think that is why somebody like this slipped through the cracks?
I mean, there could be a variety of reasons. And yes, you know, we are light on workforce in many areas, but we don't just give anyone a job with any population, right? We have to be responsible in those decisions, especially with the vulnerable populations. But, you know, that may play a small role in this. But what I'm seeing here in Connecticut is light on crime policies, people not being held accountable for their original crimes. And then when someone is arrested and convicted, you know, the legislator is pushing for erasing records of individuals that have been accused of crimes. And, you know, It's a hot topic or a very debatable issue that if somebody served their time, you know, they should not be punished for the rest of their life. And I do believe that. But when you have people that are accused of specific crimes and their profession is germane to the crime, I think the employer and the people that are in that establishment should have the right to know about it. And I think a lot of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle would disagree with that. And we need to start taking into consideration the law-abiding citizen really more than we do the criminal here in Connecticut, and we don't.
Okay, so Senator Ciccarella, though, why? And I say, why would there be opposition? I can understand maybe how long you spend time in prison I can understand, and then there's controversy around that, and I get it to some degree. But why in the world wouldn't we want to be tougher on just transparency? And not even just for this situation. I mean, let's look at another situation that isn't a nursing home. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we found out in Darien a teacher who had passed accusations against him for similar crimes, you know, sexual assault, inappropriate behavior with students, came from two different school districts where he was accused of doing things wrong to students. Two of them. Two. Then ended up in a third school district that, according to reports, Darien did request if anything had happened with this person, of which I don't know who dropped the ball there. I'm not sure if the other schools did or did not answer, if they didn't acknowledge that there were, again, not convicted. So to your point, yes, how in the world do they not get convicted, at least have a record? But how we obviously don't even have a basic transparent way of letting other places who are hiring know that this person has a record. How do we not agree on that? Like, I can understand to some degree, fine, we don't agree on jail time and we don't agree on how many for penalties. How do we not even just have bipartisan support that any person or any employer who wants to hire somebody should know that you have any kind of a record? They should just know that. Even if you are not convicted, which that's a whole different thing. But you know what I'm saying? How do we not even have that basic bipartisan support? That blows my mind.
Me as well, right? And I think the average person would agree with you and I. But unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case up there in a lot of areas. And it's just common sense. It blows my mind. And we see it, whether it's about their criminal record, forget about what their arrests were. They won't even have a conviction. Like, they want convictions erased after 7 years, felonies, misdemeanors after three. Forget about accusations. They'll never go there. So, you and I think are reasonable people. And I think most reasonable people would agree that that's appropriate, but the majority would say no. And if you go look at legislation over the last 6 years, you'll see my vote was a no. And most of my colleagues were no's, and the majority were yeses on soft on crime and policies that protect convicted criminals.
We're talking to Senator Paul Ciccarella, and right now there was an update in a horrible situation. The nursing supervisor on duty when a 93-year-old woman died outside of that nursing home in Windsor Locks has multiple sexual assault charges against him. The death of this woman actually led the state to order the closure of Bickford Healthcare Center in Windsor Locks and requires patients to be transferred to other facilities by April 10th, which is coming up. But the bigger conversation I'm having with Senator Ciccarella right now has to do with this continued storyline I'm hearing, which is separate from this investigation. Yes, of course, how did this person fall through the cracks? But I think there's a bigger conversation to be had. In Darien, we found out there was a teacher who, once again, same kind of idea, slipped through the cracks, had multiple accusations, charges against him, was never convicted of things like sexual assault, being inappropriate with students from two other school districts, but somehow still got hired by Darien. There was a situation that we are finally kind of coming to the end of, but a couple years ago, where we found out a camp counselor who had been in the school district in another town here in Connecticut, also had charges against him, was never convicted, somehow made his way through and into the camp where he then was inappropriate with students, or children, I should say. And my question is, Senator Ciccarella, is I'm hearing rumblings that there are conversations happening in Hartford about really having more transparency, really making sure these people don't slip through the cracks. But I have not seen those bills pop up. I have not heard anything concrete. I'm wondering if, in fact, that is true. So I guess I'll start with that question. Are there bills addressing this continued issue of bad actors still being hired if they weren't convicted of these types of crimes?
No, I'm not hearing those conversations. In fact, I'm on government oversight as well. And there is proposed bills to allow teachers and coaches and counselors, administrators to be exempt from FOI. So
wait, what?
Someone that was curious.
No, I have to take a walk. What do you mean? What do you mean? There's a bill that's saying if you're a teacher, a coach, or what, that you don't have to, you'd be excused from FOI requests going through? Am I understanding you?
Yes. Yeah.
Why? Yeah, that is the opposite of what I'm talking about. Oh my God.
Exactly. Yes. You know, there are proposed bills each year.
I can't.
And we propose a lot of common sense legislation as Republicans. And if they can be great ideas, but if they don't make it out of committee, they don't make it to the floor so we can vote on them. And obviously the majority has control of the committees, and for the most part, and in most committees, they get to decide what comes out of those committees to make it to the floor. And there may have been a proposed bill to address this, and it didn't make it out of committee. And you have to ask yourself why. When we have the incidents like you've referenced, why are we not taking action? And again, elections are right around the corner. People need to know what's going on up there, and it's alarming. And to your point, not only do they not get those bills out of committee, they're proposing bills which made it out of committee in government oversight to exempt teachers, coaches, guidance counselors, people have direct contact with students in public schools, exempt from FOI. Yes. So they're going in the wrong direction. That's what I'm saying. And that's what we see often here in Connecticut.
That's crazy. End of sentence. I'm sorry. That is absolute lunacy. That doesn't make any sense. And I know you're not the right person for me to yell at, but that doesn't make any sense. I need to understand why we would go in that direction. And that wasn't my understanding from Democratic lawmakers who I've had on this show. In fact, let me go this far as to say I'm going to name drop right now because this is going to drive me nuts. I'm sorry. I had Representative Leeper on the show maybe a week or two ago because we were talking about the education related bill with homeschoolers. Totally separate argument. And that's a totally separate thing. I specifically asked her in our conversation, I said, are there any bills that address teachers, coaches, anybody who would have direct contact with kids? Is there anything in there that addresses that? And I don't remember why we got to that conversation, but we were talking about the protection of children, obviously. And I said, well, to that, actually, I would love to know if there's anything being proposed. And she said, yes, there actually are several bills we're talking about to crack down on this and make sure people don't fall through the cracks. Why would she say that? And she's not the only one.
I don't know.
You're telling me there's a bill that says we're going to exempt them from FOI requests? That is the opposite of letting people fall through the cracks. That's crazy.
Well, I can tell you that for certain. That's on government oversight, and you could look that up. I'm also on screening. I'm on a lot of committees, and there may be bills that haven't come to me in screening, but I could confidently tell you I have not heard of any legislation that would address transparency in any way when it comes to government agencies, criminals, people that are accused of crimes. None, because I would support that. So I would you know about this, right? And in fact, there is a bill that would exempt them from FOI, and I could say that's a fact, and anyone could verify that. I do not know why individuals say these things, and then they're not true, because, you know, there are so many times that, and I get along with a lot of Democrats, and I work well with a lot that I'm on my committees with, and I feel that we get some good balanced legislation out of the committees that I'm on. Not all, but a lot. But there are times when I agree with my colleagues, and on the other side of the aisle, I'm agreeing with them. And we go to vote on a bill and they vote the other way. And I ask why. And they say, well, I had to vote this way. We see it all the time. So we should follow up and ask, what bill she's talking about, if there's a bill number.
Oh, I will.
I'd be happy to come back on the show and explain it if I could find it.
I will be happy to ask which bills we're talking about. Because, and please, if you don't mind, Senator Ciccarella, please send me the bill you're talking about. I don't know when it's going to be heard on, but I need to attach that bill to your podcast so my listeners can read through it. And certainly this should not be a partisan issue. I'm sorry. If we agree that you want to know that the most vulnerable populations are being protected by people who are upstanding citizens, then we should not pass a bill, much like what we're talking about, that you're going to have your kids in the hands of teachers and coaches. And let me be very clear. The majority of teachers and coaches and camp counselors, these are literally the backbones of society. Okay, I'm not knocking them. I love our coaches, love our teachers. I mean, I've got a 7-year-old and I've had no horrible experience. I've had the best experiences. But if anybody thinks that exempting people who are handling our most vulnerable population, and I would even expand that to certainly anyone who's working with the elderly as well, to exempt them from FOI requests, bar anything, like not even putting something in writing that says, hey, we're going to have to, even if you were accused of something, until something is cleared, I don't know, a certain amount of years, or we at least have the record of you being accused of something, there needs to be something, a paper trail. I'm sorry, but give me a break. And I understand there's always the argument of, oh, well, what if it was somebody who's retaliating? You have to see that through. And if they were cleared, and if investigators say this wasn't true, and they see that it was just parents who didn't like that teacher, then so be it. But there is nothing. We're going to go in the reverse place. We're going to exempt them from FOI requests. I'm sorry. Please send me that bill, Senator Ciccarella. I need it. I need my listeners to read it. I would really appreciate that. I'm going to attach it to your podcast, and we certainly are not done with this conversation. Unfortunately, we do have to wrap it up for today, but definitely keep me in the loop about this, and I will gladly ask lawmakers what other bills will rectify this, because that's what I was told. But the one you're talking about, that's news to me. So please and thank you. I would love the language of that bill.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you for giving us the time, Senator Ciccarella. I really appreciate it. And we'll certainly follow the story, obviously, out of Windsor Locks, but also on a broader scale, follow this bill and what we can do to crack down on people who just slip through the cracks. We have to. So thank you for that, Senator Ciccarella. Appreciate it.